Hello, Peacemakers. It's your girl, Dawn Stone, also known as The Conflict Check. Welcome to episode 12, season 6. So we're in the middle of our conflict resolution, kind of our boot camp, right? So these last few weeks, we've been really channeling this whole idea of managing conflict effectively. Why do we really want to manage it? Because conflict is the one thing that you experience without even trying. Sometimes people have difficulty getting dressed, getting out of bed, sticking to a schedule, arriving on time, holding deadlines, and dealing with the people that they love and work with. So when I say conflict is something that is a must in your toolbox, I truly mean it. So today, we are going to talk about this one part of our emotional self. It is called self-regulation. So self-regulation is a part of your EQ, your emotional quotient, right? Or your emotional intelligence. So you'll hear it and see it in different places. But I want to talk to you briefly today about why it's important to understand what self-regulation means for you. So conflict is neutral. It's neither positive or negative. It's only positive or negative based on your response to the stimuli. So when we talk about self-regulation, there are people, especially since our pandemic of 2020, who are finding themselves being a lot more stressed, a lot more anxious, a lot more angry or frustrated or overwhelmed. And what we have found is that when we look at the four elements of emotional intelligence or emotional quotient, it comes down to being able to regulate how we feel, how we respond, and what things we take away from every interaction, every transaction. All right, we're going to call it a transaction because transactions lead to relationships. Relationships lead to bigger and better partnerships. And those partnerships lead to the way that we show up in our communities, right? The way we show up in our families, work families, friend families, literal biological families, okay, and everything in between. So I want to talk to you about the one piece, and there are four pillars when it comes to emotional intelligence, but I want to talk about self-regulation. So let's say you have an opportunity in your life right now. I want you to think about one area of your life where you feel you need a little more self-regulation, all right? I'll give some examples of clients, and of course, yours truly, have also struggled in a lot of the places that my clients have. So I will show you self-regulation when it comes to work-life balance or work-life harmony. Sometimes it's hard to turn the work off. If that sounds like you, that's a form of self-regulation that impacts your emotional health. So when we talk about self-regulation, I want you to identify one area in your life right now for the month of May you can work on. And this will help elevate your emotional health, your emotional intelligence, and your overall well-being by addressing your unwillingness to be self-regulated. I'll give you a couple of other examples. Sometimes I come across leaders in organizations who have a difficult time even handing out any feedback that is positive. So we see this in academia as well. They'll say, "No one in my class gets an A." Or at work, it may be, "Oh, well, you know, this evaluation sounds good. I know you're doing great things, but you could always do better." right? Self-regulation. Sometimes we need to regulate our mouth, regulate our attitudes, our habits, regulate the way we talk to people, the way we treat people. So when you identify that one thing for you, I want it to be something that's truly tangible that you can really work on. Don't go and get the easy, low-hanging fruit. I want you to find one area of your life where you know that you are out of bounds, right? Some people, it's their diet. Some people, it might be drinking too many sodas. I want you to find one area, and for 31 days, we will work on that beginning May 1st. So once you find that item, I would love for you to write it down, post it, tag it, find a quote, do something. Make sure I know where you stand, because I want to be on this journey with you. And so I'll tell you what mine is. In 2021, some of you may know and others may not, but the conflict chick had a stroke, and it was a COVID and what they call a TIA. So it's what they call a mini stroke, where my brain went without oxygen for about 30 to 45 minutes and I didn't know it. Okay. So I was thinking I was tired. It kind of felt like I was a little lethargic, a little bit, possibly drinking, you know, kind of like a buzz type of thing in my head. Until I realized it was Sunday night. I had zero drinks. I don't even drink like that. I had a good night's sleep, so I thought. But what I found is that my body was keeping the score. I was out of regulation. I was out of bounds. I was working hard and working long hours trying to fix something for an organization that, you know, the captain of all things, the Olivia Pope of my family and my workplace, I thought I could do everything. But what happened is my body said absolutely not. So I had a round of COVID. And then as soon as I came out of my quarantine, the very next day, I spent 4 days and nights inside the hospital in 2021. And my doctor said, hey, you're one of the lucky ones. You did get to live, but you will be on medication at least as long as I think you will be in this state. Self-regulation, y'all. And when I tell you, I went from taking a gummy vitamin and a shot of nasal spray to now taking 5 pills a day. Now, 2 of those pills are iron pills, which I knew I had iron issues early. But I'm giving you this very long example, just let you know that regulation, my iron's out of whack, which means my gut has issues, which means my tissues and my cells have issues. And so I want you to think about the one place you are out of regulation and how it can disrupt your entire system, your entire organization, your entire being. Okay? And I want you to write that one thing down. And in the month of May, we will work on it together. I have weekly podcasts, yes, but we will still feature one or more of your areas. So if you're someone who wants to be featured, please hit me up via DM at The Conflict Chick on any of my social media handles, and we will get working on your regulation. So for me, you guessed it, regulation for me, the month of May is my health, period. Because of poor decisions that I had made for the last 30 plus years, working hard, working myself into the ground, but I always say, hey, I'm still going. My body said stop. So what are you willing to say stop to today? It might be a negative attitude. It might be drinking, smoking, not exercising. It might be talking negatively about yourself. I have so many clients and partners who just have a negative attitude. Maybe that's it. Whatever you choose to work on, I want you to know that it is yours and that your emotional well-being, your emotional intelligence, your willingness to persist and pursue all comes down to these 31 days. Are you willing to stay in it? I love one of my coaches, Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher, who talks about people just want to quit. You know, he talks a lot about being average and how average is the norm. But if you are willing to regulate this one thing for 31 days, just imagine how much success you will have in any and everything that you pursue. You see, our brains are designed to protect. Neuroscience will tell you that. Medical doctors will tell you that. Psychologists will tell you that. So when our brains go in protect mode, you know what that does? That's the status quo. That's the homeostasis place. That's the consistent, regular, average, mediocre at best space. And I'm asking you to move off. Just take one foot off of the status quo when it comes to this regulation of that one thing you selected and put both feet in a new place. So I'm just asking you to find a new place. And what we will do on the 31st is celebrate. So I will ask you to send me your milestones. And if it's something that you want help with, I want to encourage you to come on over to LinkedIn and TikTok, depending on what your favorite flavor is. Come over, spend some time, and we will work on this together. Because health is wealth. Being willing to take advantage of one place in your life where you know you need help is going to make you a better person for you and everyone you love. Okay? I hope this episode has been helpful. We really are getting into our EI, our emotional intelligence. And it's imperative that we leverage the neuroplasty, which is the way our brain will decide to continue to live, grow, and learn. So you can teach an old dog new tricks. You can start a new habit or hobby at whatever age you are by addressing your willingness to regulate yourself on one or more items. Okay? I have enjoyed our time together. It is that time for us to move into our next part of our day or night. So I thank you for listening. Thank you for following. You can find me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and also on LinkedIn. I also have a YouTube page. So you can find me and I want you to connect. You see, one thing I've learned from being a mediator and going through all this training over the years and even my 2 years towards my doctorate at Vanderbilt Peabody College, I learned that everything is about a connection. So let's start with that regulation of ourselves and also spending time building ourselves. Okay? I hope this has been helpful. Please connect with me if you have any questions. I answer my own calls. I answer my own emails. So hit me up. And I have enjoyed you. And I am Dawn Stone, also known as The Conflict Chick, a speaker, consultant, and coach. that helps leaders and organizations be more confident, have more competence, and have more connections. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.